This conversation is basically, it's going to be a basic conversation about why I teach traders to trade SPY or the S&P. That's what this conversation about is about. And you gotta make a mental leap here, and you gotta understand what skills you're developing. Now, let's talk about the life of a new trader. New traders are super excited. They're wide-eyed and eager, wide-eyed, bushy-tailed, right? They don't understand risk to reward, meaning they don't understand what is the best setup. So to help you understand that, we have a model and a mantra and a flat-out rule. What's the number one rule before you do anything in the market? Please put it in chat now. What's the number one rule before you do anything in the market? Everyone, let me hear you. Yeah, that's it. Follow big money. Okay. Follow big money is a catchy way. A catchy phrase, rather. It's telling you to follow the market makers, institution trading, etc. And it doesn't just mean follow along with them. It means pay attention to when they are engaged at a higher level. So today is 11/1/2022, the day before FOMC announcements. Look at the market, specifically volume. Everyone, look at the market, specifically volume. Do you think the market makers are heavily involved today? Do you think, aside from the morning sell-off, do you think the market makers are heavily involved today? Absolutely not. They executed their risk assessment, their risk off trades. They stopped the execution at 11 o'clock. Now, mechanical buying, retail investors, and a couple of other trailers are coming in here, right? And some other components. All right. So when we discuss in the weekly prep, the week, just remember, guys, I'm not getting on YouTube just to make a video or to tell you some fluff. The purpose, that the reason why I do not run through, which I'll start doing, I'll start only for the killer whales, I'll start doing chart analysis for you guys. If you have a stock that you want me to analyze for a setup, I'll start doing those for you guys. And I'll start knocking those out the park for you if you like those as well. I like that stuff too. That's no problem. I'm certainly analyzing it for myself anyway, so I'll do it for you. But I don't make it a part of the weekly prep. Now, toward the back end, I can do it, right? But the reason why we post the market moving events, it is the leader. It is the most important thing in the weekly prep because it's going to tell you when you should get involved and when you shouldn't. You should be able to say, all right, I know historically, 2 days before CPI, the market is trash. I'm not doing it. I'm not touching it. Now, KD, me, I'm going to trade because I run a Discord. I enjoy it. I have people I'm training, but it doesn't mean I'm going to take a bad trade or a risky trade or put a lot of risk out there. You, though, you have the luxury to just go spend time with your family. Go for a walk. Put the earphones in and listen in and don't even trade it. You have the luxury to do that. All right. So when we say follow big money, it means more than just follow along with the market. It does not mean follow the market trend, follow the market sentiment. That's a whole nother component. We don't mean that. We mean think like Wall Street. Think like them. And nobody, not even myself, is putting on heavy. I've got 3 trades today and a few futures trades, 2 primaries, right? I've got 3 trades today, options, 2 major, 1 little scalp, 2 that were a little more profitable, I would say, and some futures trades. That's it. Nothing monster today. Nothing killer today. I make sure I come out green, few thousand bucks, we're good. We're good, right? But the idea here, and the only reason it's like that is because I maintain the DAC and my position size may just be a little bit bigger than you. But the trade is the same. Make no mistake about it. The trade is the same. Yeah, the trade is the same. So just I want to help you with that. The mindset of a Wall Street trader is when to put risk on, when to put risk off, right? So I want to first help you with that. I'm noticing new traders and some who've been here for a little bit. If you haven't noticed it, I'm going to help you out. You are getting clapped, as the young people say. You are getting cooked on low volume days. Let me hear you in the chat. Are you noticing that? You are getting cooked on low volume days. Anybody being honest, have you noticed that they're or have you noticed that they're tougher for you? Have you noticed they're tougher for you? Yeah, yes, 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 yes. All right. Okay, all right. Here's some suggestions. I'll wait for the rest. Okay, you was. Okay, very nice. You self-corrected. I know. I get you, Paul. I get you, Paul. And that's not a problem. I get it. So we're going to talk about, I'm going to give you a suggestion, right? What to do. And I'm going to first talk about the why, what the idea here behind trading in the market at this level. All right. I trade the S&P. I trade the S&P, which means it's going to be all your facets of the S&P. So I'm going to trade the S&P futures. I'm going to trade the S&P index and the S&P ETF. All right. Our bread and butter is SPY. That's our bread and butter. However, there are folks with different strategies and position size in this Discord. And so the intent is to give you the SPY targets, the SPY levels. That's our bread and butter. And as well, help you understand the other components, right? Okay. So when you get the levels, no matter where you are, think deeply about what I'm going to tell you. The levels are your entry and exits. So if a call out is made, and we're not, let me just be clear, we're not at or coming off of a SPY level, you can't take the trade. You can't take the trade. And if you go look at SPY today, since about 11:48, we've only hit the level two times to the top and none at the bottom. And we've chopped in the middle of our level at 384.95. Do you guys see that? Since about the morning dump, 11:45, we've hit our level to the top side, 385.70, once, twice. We have not returned to the low side, 383.92. And we've been flatlined. Have you seen that? Am I making this up or am I seeing the wrong thing here? All right. The hopes is that you're seeing it. Okay. Therefore, and I really want you guys to hear me, on SPY, you may not be able to take a trade. Now, you may have some other levels in there. You may have done something else. You may not be able to take a trade. You may not be able to. However, if you go over to SPX, not saying that you have to or you should trade it. I'm telling you why I am watching all aspects. Well, I'm dancing at 3858 and 3859 all day long. So off of that level, I can play a move to the upside. If I go over and check the futures, I can trade off of 3860 all day. If I want to trade off the POC, I can do that. There's some different. So a lot of, and I only say that because I hear traders say that they're going to go trade something else today. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. That's fine. But think deeply about what you're doing. You are learning the S&P. So you have the ability to trade three entities. You have the ability. Now we're going to another level here, okay? We're going to another level. So just make a mental leap with me. The candlestick may be different. The wick. The height may be different, but the direction and the level will match up and they're the same. The direction is the same. Therefore, I don't ever need to take my eye off the S&P. I never need to take it off because if I want clean movement, I'll just trade SPX. If I want lower risk on theta chop plays, I'll go to ES. If I want heavy liquidity and to dump on it, I'll do SPY and SPX. There's so many. But you got to first understand, first thing you got to understand is what moves the market. The first thing, follow big money. Second thing, VVP, the big daddy of them all, volume. If volume isn't there for the day, if you see volume tapering off 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and it doesn't return, you're done. You're done for the day. You are done. If we're coming up on major market moving data, CPI, PMI, PPI, JOLTS, you know, non-farm payroll, FOMC, any of that stuff, you need to say to yourself, all right, I do the best in normal to high volume. I don't like low volume, right? I don't like it. Katie taught me the big daddy of them all is volume. If it's not there, the stock is easily manipulatable, or it's pancaked, as Tay says, right? It can be in a tight range. Therefore, it reduces the spread, the amount of money or distance your trade can travel to make money. So you have to keep your wits about you and say, you know what? I'm not touching this today. And that's okay. That's okay. That's completely, you do not have to trade every single day. I trade every day because I love this stuff and I am coming out the day green. I love to challenge myself. And I have a strategy, which I am and have taught many, and I'm teaching you guys. I have a strategy where it doesn't matter how slow the market moves, I can get a trade or two in, period. A good setup, doesn't matter. Now, years ago, you may not know this, and this will be taught in the futures training. Years ago, I used to trade on two charts, ES and SPY. That's it. Two charts. That's all I did. And I traded on the 1 minute. This is how I know what the faults, the pros and cons is are of the 1 minute. This is why I teach traders not to trade on the one. However, if you want to scalp and do other things, there certainly are setups that I'll teach for different components. I don't teach the 1 minute action for options. I'll teach the 1 minute action in the futures. That's it. It's a different play. That's why. But my point to you is, as you grow in a trade, as you grow as a trader, you will be able to read the market from across the street and take a trade and have many different tools in your tool bag. But you will never, ever, ever, ever be able to change the fact that low volume kills. Somebody put that in chat. Low volume kills. It'll kill your contract. It'll kill your account. And it'll kill your morale. Right? Low volume kills. I'm telling you, all right? Low volume kills. Now, that's number one, all right? I want to tell you that, all right? And you should be writing that down in your journals. Like, all right, you don't even have to think. You can look at the weekly prep and say, you know what? Monday and Tuesday is getting ready to be a doozy. It's getting ready to be a doozy. And even when you look back, you're like, oh, man, I missed that dump. You don't know how fast that dump happened. You don't know how slow or fast. You don't know what happened after the dump. So don't say that. Don't say that. Just say, stick to your thesis. Stick to your guns. I'm not trading it. I'm not trading it. Right? And if I don't see a trade, I'm not taking a trade. And if I see a trade, I'm taking it. Right? So I want to help you with that. I have noticed a lot of new traders and just traders in general who want to trade, they can't differentiate between a low volume opportunity and a high volume opportunity until the thing is running. All right. So that's number one. All right. So what do you do then? What do you do? You have to discipline yourself, formulate a plan, have a schedule, right? I'm not trading on these days or that day. You should be able to look at the month. Especially if you've been through training with me, you should be able to look at the week for the next 2 weeks and say, all right, yep, trading this money, trading that day. This is going to be a six-figure day. This is going to be a five-figure day. This is going to be a four-figure day. This is going to be a no-figure day because I'm not trading. You should be able to look at the market and say that. That's how efficient you should be in your analytics. So again, there are multiple setups, multiple things happening, but in low volume, any trader, even a good trader, can get cooked. So first things first, be realistic. Don't feel bad. If you're getting beat up in low volume, it's because it's low volume. It's low volume. That's just it. That's the reality. You know, we're in a bearish zone. That's where we're in. And we're the eve of market moving data. Data that the entire world is focused on. Right? So just keep that in mind. All right. And that's a fair statement. Artrice said, I don't do good on the actual day of the news. And you got to write that down. I guess you're not trading tomorrow. right? I guess you're not trading tomorrow. And that's okay. That's okay. Nothing's wrong with that. Nothing's wrong with that. Tune in, listen, you can see us win or lose, whatever. Nothing's wrong with that, right? Discipline yourself, all right? So, you know, I just want to highlight that if you haven't noticed, some of your worst days are going to be your low volume days if you don't grip it, right? And you got to know when to cut it off, right? Really, really, two trades, right? This is why I have, haven't you wondered why I know exactly how many trades I'm going to take in a bearish environment? I didn't just make that up. I know that a bearish setup based on my skill set, based on what I see in the market, based on the proper risk to reward, will give me 2 to 4 trades. That's it. It will not give me 6 to 10 trades. It will not. Not that I like, not that I feel comfortable holding. It's going to give me 2 to 4. So you have to figure your ratio out too. You got to say, you know what? All right. And try it. Try it. Look at the next 2 weeks, market moving data, and say, all right, I see what KD is saying. Let me just trade on this day, and this day. Right? How about this whole week, I don't trade until Thursday, Friday? Because by Thursday, Friday, the market will have picked a direction, which is point number two. Most new traders are directional traders. Most new traders are directional traders. You need an overwhelming amount of volume and direction and sentiment and community, for that matter, to tell you, hey, everybody's going this way. We're going down. So then you go down. Or we're going up. Then you go up. And you catch monster moves that way. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But here's the secret. The secret is you got to trade every day to catch those moves. Or you have to at least be in tune with the market to catch them. So you see the beauty of this? Either you're going to be a day trader and discipline yourself, or you're not. Because no matter who you are, whatever you trade, you have to pick your spots and you have to pick your time. You have to pick your spots, your time that you're going to get engaged, right? So perfect example, last week and going into this week, Monday, wanted to do some swings, but we got FOMC coming up, right? So it would be foolish to jump into a swing. You're hoping at best. You're hoping at best. Even though you're like, yeah, this setup looks good, you're hoping at best because we don't know what FOMC is going to bring, right? We don't know. There you go. So if you feel like trading the open is better for you, trade the open, right? You guys know clearly, I don't trade power hour. You know that. Right? It's not that I don't want to trade power hour. And it's not that a few times throughout the year I don't trade power hour. But my position is don't trade it. It's too erratic. It's too sporadic. And I'm going to tell you the real reason. It's not that I can't read the price action. I hate ending the day in a loss. I don't care if I made a lot of money and I just lost 10 bucks. I hate it. Right? Absolutely hate it. So I'd stay away from power hour. But those are my rules. Some traders love the end of the day. Some traders like they're open. I am prepared to trade the full day. I stay away from power hour at the very least the last 30 to 15, right? So just some helpful tips. Number one of why I am teaching you why this Discord focuses on SPY and the S&P. Because you will thank me down the road. You will thank me later. You'll see. You have the abilities to trade 3 different securities, 3 different components of the market, and you'll be a beast at it. Number two, no matter what, you still have to pick your spots. You still have to understand what's moving the market. And it's okay not to trade every day. Number three, say it with me, low volume kills. Low volume kills. I don't care how good you are. Low volume will get you at least once. It's going to get you. It'll clip you. So just stay out when you have low volume. Then remember this, folks. Your next day is your best day. Your next day is your best day, right? And typically that next day comes after some market moving data. So everyone that took a loss today, or if you had a win, even if you did and you came out green, listen, you are going to have to say, what's happening tomorrow? Do I want to get involved in that? Because I'm going to tell you now, I am not getting involved until the market picks a direction and the press announcement comes out. Will I catch the morning move? Maybe. Maybe. But it would have to be overwhelming. Overwhelmingly just, you know, obvious, right? And that's the life of a trader, guys. A trader doesn't make up a trade. I can't make the market do whatever. All I can do is respond to it. All I can do is respond to it. So those are some just a quick chat with you, all right? It should make it to your journal, your strengths and weaknesses. It should make it to your journal, best times to trade. Based on the journal, that's why you journal. You're able to get this data and say, man, I take a lot of losses after 12 o'clock. Stop. Stop trading after 12. But oftentimes for me, I can stop, no problem. And you know, I take a lunch, then I train folks, and I'm not trading power hour. So technically, I'm not trading the backside of the day. If a move presents itself, okay, I'll grab it. But for the most part, my eyes aren't dialed in to try to squeeze something out of the backside. All right? That's, yes, there you go, Paul. So if the callouts are SPY, which I'm going to give you SPY levels, take the trade. Paul, I'm going to put you on a trade plan too. Only trade the morning. Trade the morning. All right? Trade the morning. Your cutoff is 11:45, Paul. 11:45. All right? So and that's going to help anybody that's trading, because you're going to get your volume, your bulk volume in the morning anyway. So just about every day you can trade it, right? Every day you can. And look, you want to make it real simple, just do like me. Be ready to stop at noon, because I'm taking my lunch and I know a bunch of you guys are taking your lunch anyway. And then some of you guys are going to chip. Now, I got to wrap this up by saying this. All right. Let's talk about the futures. All right. Let's talk about the futures. OK. You'll thank me later. I'm Mr. Miyagi-ing you. You'll thank me later. And you can go inside of, you know, the futures channel. You can ask Sir in the futures channel, DOC in the futures channel. I think SDJ or Stope, somebody joined PMAT. Somebody joined one morning. I can wake up, which I don't do all the time. I can wake up at 3 o'clock. I can wake up at 6 o'clock. I can wake up at 8 o'clock and catch a nice move. And in 15 minutes, I am done. And I can teach you to do the same. In 15 minutes, 1 hour, you can be done and make more money than most people make in a day in the market. Right? And guess what? If the options market was, if the market was running and I could do options at that time, I'd do the same. So make no mistake about it. I'd do the same. Okay? You can get up, and I am telling you now, just to make sure I'm not lying, I won't post it for everyone, but I did post, we had a nice conversation the other day with the moderators, and I did post just an account snapshot of some. So mods, if you remember that conversation, can you give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down if I'm telling the truth here? If I posted my profits from just one of those other days of a few of the accounts, you can see. And it wasn't, you know, like mind blowing, but the fact that it was across multiple accounts, I don't, you know, how much was it, Sonny? I think you tallied some of it up, but this is just we're talking about a morning. We're talking about a morning, 10, 12K. And let's be honest here. Did I take a loss? And how much was the loss? Let's be honest. Did I take a loss? And how much was the loss? Still had a 2K loss in there. Still had a 2K loss in there. 2,600. Yep. Still had a loss. Still had a loss in there. So I'm telling you guys, this ain't like other Discord. I'm teaching you how to absolutely be a robot. You will be able to wake up at any time and say to yourself, I'm coming out the day green. And mean it. And it won't be like this big surprise. Woohoo, I came out green. It'll just be, all right, it's not a bad day. Quick five figures and you're done. And you're done. So let's recap. What have we talked about? We've talked about the benefits and why I train people to trade the S&P or specifically SPY. High level. Pick the times of day, week, and month you're going to trade. If you heard me, everybody say I heard you. Pick the times of the day, week, and month to trade. All right. Number two. For many of you, you have to trade when the market is trending or the sentiment is there for you. All right? So, there you go, Paul. Morning only, especially for you newbies. Morning only. Okay? If you heard that, say, I heard that. Morning only for newbies and those who want the high volume moves. Say, I heard that. Okay. Now, just in case you don't know, I'm giving you a little tidbit for anyone who's been here for the first time. This is kind of like what my trade plans do. This is kind of like all I do is formulate based on your trade identity. You have to have a trade ID. Once we build a trade ID, I help you understand how to structure your day, week, and month so that you can be the most effective. All right? Okay. Yes. They say, and even when you, and PMAT says, until I get more skills, and man, even if you become, you're great, PMAT, and even you keep going, you still don't want to touch this trash when it's low volume. You don't want to touch it. You don't want to touch it. Go play with the dog. Go invest, you know, do like I do. Take the phone calls, the emails, the business, get all that out the way, you know, all kind of other things happening, and then come back at it, right? So those are the tips I want to give you guys today, all right? I'm tired of seeing folks lose. Not everybody's losing, obviously, but some because of the volume. It's not that you're a bad trader. I want you to know that. You've killed it. You've killed it. You can make a lot. If you can lose a lot, you can make a lot. You've killed it. No, you're good. And so it's because you're losing unnecessarily. That's why I'm speaking to some folks. You're losing. Now, let's be transparent. I'm going to take a loss. I am going to take a loss. X amount of trades. I'm going to take a loss. You have to be disciplined enough to understand when to hold as well or exit. You're exiting with me. You're riding with me. Cool. Then you got to assume that loss. If this thing turns around, get back in the trade. Have the wherewithal to understand, okay, my entry was just a little early. Let's ride this thing up. All right. All right. All right. So you said VVP is missing part of its system. What do you mean? Help me out here. Oh, exactly. When you're missing volume. Absolutely. Absolutely. I got you. Sometimes I'm slow, Tay. I see you. Absolutely. When it's missing a component, the market will not perform. Now, you can go and scour for a stock that is performing, but it will have VVP, right? If it is performing while the market is acting disjointed, it'll have VVP, right? So just remember that, guys. What's happening here is you are going through the things that every trader goes through. You're going to have some great days. You're going to have some okay days. And you're going to have some mistake days, some lessons learned days. We all have them. We all have them. All right? No, VP. Hopefully I didn't come off like that. No. Hopefully, I read it wrong. Hopefully I didn't come off like that. Right. So them's fighting words, right? So any questions? Let's get some Q&A here so I can help you. I'm going to stick around here for a little bit longer. Any questions, Q&A, struggling, anything, you let me know. In fact, moderators, if you have some questions you want to chat, you can open up your voice line inside of the Killer Whales channel. We'll kick it there as well. If you have some questions and you want to, some things that you were thinking about as well. Any questions? I'll take questions now. All right. Tippy, can you explain the clues to take a fade? The number one clue is sustained volume. Sustained volume. You have to have sustained volume throughout, you know, up to the point that you're trying to take your fade. That volume needs to be the same, meaning it's around the same before you take a fade. So let's do this. Come on, collectively together. Go look at your chart. All right. Now, this today isn't the best example because of low volume, but because the volume around that time is kind of sustained, I'm going to use it as an example. All right. And I'm going to use some other things on this chart, too. All right. Go to, and I'll even load this audio. I don't know how useful this will be or not, but I'll load this audio in audio training for you guys as well for the killer whales. Just, well, I don't know what I'll title it, but we've touched on a number of points, and I'll make sure I format it. All right. Talking about Tippy. Go to 12 o'clock. When you get there, Tippy, give me a thumbs up. I'm talking to Tippy in the Discord. Give me a thumbs up. I am not Connor. Not Chet. Not at all. Not right now. Otherwise, I would have jumped on a Zoom. Connor asked, are you showing your chart somewhere? I would have jumped on Zoom. You just got to follow along on your chart. I'll do it next time. I do the chart sharing and all that cool stuff. That's no problem. Yep. Look at the 3 minute and look at the 1206 hammer. Do you see it? Or shooter. Do you see it? All right. Look at the corresponding volume at the bottom of the page. Do you see it? All right. So the first thing we're looking at is, what does the volume look like? We get a sudden rush of volume. We're running up, running up, running up, running up. Now look at the run up. Look at the run up. I'm going to snap this and I'm going to put the picture inside the Discord and I'm going to circle. See if I can circle the areas where, you know, that we're talking about. We're talking about from here, oops, from here to here. That's what we're talking about. All right, cool. All right, all right. Siri says she took that trade. Very nice. All right. Overall, we get a couple of pops, right? Now, you get a massive rush in volume at 1203. That's the big green candle there in the middle. Then the very next candle, you get that huge pop there, but it gets pushed down. Tippy, is there a level, 83570, sitting right there? Is there a level sitting right there? Yes. All right. Overall, aside from those one, two, maybe three candles in this diagram at the bottom that kind of pop up a little bit, is the volume pretty much the same? Aside from those pops, is the volume pretty much, you got one, two, three, that's higher than everything else, is kind of a flat line. Do you see that there? Give me another, yeah. All right, cool. So you've got even keel volume. This means you can apply the rule, what goes up must comes down, if there's even volume. Now, if you keep seeing a rush and buyers pop in there and pushing this thing, then you can conclude buyers are going to show up. However, you get a rejection at your level. Volume is sustained. Where do you think we're going? And on top of that, that's a pretty significant. You see how long that wick is? 1206. You see how long the wick is? 1206. Where do you think we're going then? Where do you think we're going? What level? Once you see a wick like that, and you see that candle get ready to close, what's the highest probability for a trade? Not all the way down there just yet. What's the first level you'd come to? 384.95. You see it there? Is there a 384.95 level there? Uh-huh, it is. And what's coincidence? Isn't it coincidence that right now, if you're on a 3 minute, the POC is lined up very close to that level? Isn't the POC lined up very close to that level? Which tells you, number one, our level is good, but two, there's obviously a concentration of volume there, right? But I'm going to hit you with another little tip here, all right, especially on this one. Magnify your screen. Open it up. And I am going to snap this one again, and I'm going to ask you, showing my screen here, I'm going to ask you, this is for Tippy, what do you see? What do you see on that screen? What two things do you see on that screen? Or one thing, should I say? What do you notice about those candles? Specifically, the distance between the open and close of the next candle. What do you notice? All right, I'm going to... That is not the correct answer. That's okay. I'm going to lead you to where you need to be. Chips got it. What do you notice? There, these are 3 minute candles on SPY, live, right? What is that? What is that? Yes, yes. Okay. So think about it. We got low volume. The overall sentiment is bearish. We get this little rocket up and we get severe top-down pressure. There is a gap below us. At the very least, you should have your finger on the trigger to short this sucker at 385.70. Because at the very least, it is coming to 385.33 to fill that gap. It's coming there. Definitely. That is the most highest probability trade you can ever get. That is the highest probability trade you can ever get. A midday gap fill on a major ticker like SPY. The off of a major level with sustained volume. The highest. So that's how you know to fade, right? You have sentiment bearish. You have a pop, rush of volume. You have indication that you hit a ceiling, top-down pressure. You got a gap beneath you coming off of a level. Man, if you don't, or girl, if you don't take that trade, girl, you better take that trade. And you take it to your level and you're done. And you're done. In fact, on a trade like that, I would have loaded up and you're done. Okay, hopefully that answers your question. Next question. All right. Can you explain the clues to take a fade? Those are the clues to take a fade. Losers will paralyze you. Yep. What's the minimum volume criteria for the day? That answer is in the frequently asked questions. There's a volume indicator in TOS, and I wait for the average line to determine what the average volume is. Anything above it, normal or high. Anything below it, low. Papa Whiskey said, stupid question, what's really considered high versus low volume? Is it specific range and numbers? There's an average line that you can snap on your volume bar, volume indicator, and you can use that as your mean. Anything above it, normal to high. Anything below it, low. Okay? And it can be changed daily, right? You'll stretch out an average on the day, and you can go over to frequently asked questions and see the exact volume indicator in TOS that I have. Let's keep it moving here. Are you showing your chart somewhere? Nope. No, Connor, I'm not. Okay, any other questions? Sonny says he has a question before you go about levels. All right. I know you've trained us to use your own levels. Yes, yes. I feel like I'm out of sync with the rest of Discord as a result. Should I use your levels or continue using my own? Use your own levels. You should. My levels, what you should be doing with my levels, if you're trading on them, that's fine. I'm trading on them. You should be using them to compare to your levels. This is a trading and training Discord. So absolutely, absolutely. Use them as a backup. Put them in your back pocket. Label them and hide them. Call them KD's levels and then overlay yours. Something like that. Right? Yeah, Connor. Come on, Connor. Man. Scroll up, Connor. They're in here. Yeah, you can call them KD's levels. Hide them. Put your levels. That's all you got to do. And I believe that was the homework to everyone. So, you know, you chart based on what we've talked about in the trainings. You know what I'm talking about. And then we go from there. But the idea is for you to be able to chart. That's the idea. For you to be able to chart. Can you put your ES levels in the futures section from time to time? I don't trade spot. All right. I might do that, Brother Free. I might do that. Because, but you know what I'm doing? My ES, if you've noticed, it's always in the weekly prep. It's in a weekly prep on YouTube, but I'll put something together for that. No problem. Not a problem. And that's another reason why I trade all components, because there's people in here that trade all components. And it's the same movement. So it makes sense, right? It makes sense, hey, just trade it. You know, it makes sense to be able to help everyone. So that's the best I can do. That would be hopeful. I'd like to see how mine match up. For sure. All right, any other questions?